McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Saudi Arabia is the latest scene of violence as the holy month of Ramadan draws to a close. Suicide bombers struck near one of Islam's holiest sites Monday, killing 4 security officials and wounding 5 others. The attackers set off the explosives in the holy city of Medina at a checkpoint outside the mosque where the Prophet Muhammad is buried. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in the kingdom in the past 2 years. Amin Sokal is a regional analyst at the Australian National University.
This is the second holiest site for Muslims after Mecca, and therefore it is extremely sacred, and any acts of aggression against the Prophet Muhammad's site would certainly invite a lot of anger and disillusionment on the part of the Muslims around the world.
No foreigners were hurt in Monday's blast, which occurred as the holy month of Ramadan draws to a close. And Baghdad, 5 convicted terrorists were executed and dozens of suspected terrorists arrested. In wake of Sunday's massive truck bombing, the death toll has risen to at least 175, with around 200 wounded and dozens missing. Rescuers are continuing to search for more victims. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the suicide attack. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered tighter security measures. A suicide bomber riding a motorcycle detonated his explosives outside a police station Tuesday in the Indonesian city of Solo, wounding 1 officer. Police have linked the dead bomber to the Islamic State. The capital, Jakarta, was hit in January by a suicide bombing and a gun attack by militants linked to the ISIS group that left 8 dead, including 4 attackers. This is VOA News.